This old news is still with us.
Net world population is increasing by 23 people every 10 seconds. It's clear that world population growth remains completely out of control.
Completely out of control. That's Walter Cronkite back in 1970. Since then, we have either learned how to control the effects of population growth, or we're just way more out of control. 47 years ago, the population explosion alarm was rung in a landmark book, Paul Ehrlich's The Population Bomb. He got some ideas from Thomas Robert Malthus in the 1800s. In both cases, we should be long gone from famine and disease, but clearly, we're still here. The latest retro report, Population Bomb, takes a look at the zero population growth movement and its lead proponent, Paul Ehrlich. Kit Roan is its producer. Kit, we're still here. Pretty good, huh?
Yeah, so far.
What did you find as you look back at the gloom and doom from Paul Ehrlich? I remember that book in high school, and I actually was pretty upset along with a lot of my fellow students by it.
Well, I mean, it's a fairly upsetting proposition, and one that that certainly seems to make sense. But I think that it's very hard to predict the future. I can't predict the carrying capacity of the world any more than Paul Ehrlich did. But you know, the difference is that he tried. At the end of the day, he did bring attention to some important issues like resource consumption and the fact that our planet is fragile. But critics would say that he overstepped those bounds and he kind of allowed hubris to get in the way.
Well, certainly the idea of controlling population brought with it a whole range of political issues. And here's a sample of what the 1968 presidential election sounded like.
Look at what the year 2000 will be. Our cities are going to be choked with people. They're going to be choked with traffic. They're going to be choked with crime. They're going to be choked with pollution. And they will be impossible places in which to live.
That's Richard Nixon speaking in 1968. And among the other issues that the population bomb raised are questions of birth control, questions of population control using treatments like abortion, etc. How did that play out as the population bomb itself worked its way through the discourse?
There are two aspects. One is that bringing up population, overpopulation, did broaden the sort of the conversation about the availability of birth control for women and things like that. Where things kind of went off the rails is that it went beyond that to coercion and some strict forms of it. You know, when you look at overpopulation as a cause instead of a sort of a symptom of poverty, that you begin to kind of run into trouble. Nobody is telling people in Manhattan to that they have to limit their family size, but they do that in India, and I think that says more about what's happening in it's not an overpopulation problem. It's an access to resources problem.
And Paul Ehrlich himself hardly played himself as an advocate for the poor around the world, although he mentioned it. He was more like a celebrity. Here he is on the Tonight Show.
Would you welcome Dr. Paul Ehrlich?
You have to get the death rate and birth rate in balance, and there's only two ways to do it. One is to bring the birth rate down. The other is to push the death rate up.
I mean, Retro Report notes that Paul Ehrlich himself is still here. What is the state of the zero population growth movement?
I mean, it's kind of fallen off the radar a little bit, although, I think that it does certainly play into climate change concerns. I think that the question is whether or not population, a rising population is a cause of things like climate change, or if it's about consumption and some other things where you can have many, many more people, for instance, in India, consume a hell of a lot less than those who do in America.
Ehrlich himself, any regrets?
I mean, around the edges. I think that he believes that he admits somewhat that his timing was wrong, but he says that he looks at timing in a different fashion than regular folk, and that in the end of the day, he believes he's going to be right.
Kit Roan is Retro Report producer of The Population Bomb, taking a look at the zero population growth movement 47 years after Paul Ehrlich wrote The Population Bomb. Thanks, Kit.
Thank you.
Support for The Takeaway comes from LegalZoom, providing resources to protect intellectual property, including trademark registration, copyrights, patents, and independent attorney consultations for advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com.